So let's review. The Gemara earlier brought a machlekes whether besas is deraisa or derabbanan, whether the expectation for a period to come at the same time every month, thus requiring her to do bedika, an examination, is min haTorah or only min derabbanan. The Gemara now cites a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Isha sheyesh la vest, v'higiyesh as vest davale batka, l'besayv batka. If a woman with a fixed cycle did not examine herself at the expected time, and then examine herself later, Rav says, batku matzis temeya temeya tahira tahira. If she found blood, she is tamei. If she did not find blood, she is tar. And Shmuel says, afil batku matzis tahira nami temeya, m'nesha erich bezman liba. Even if she did not find blood, she is tamei because we assume that she had a re'iya at the expected time. The Gemara offers two explanations of the machlekes. Mar savar v'sasas deraisa, or mar savar v'sasas derabbanan. Shmuel holds that the halacha v'sasas is minat taira, and so we assume that she had a re'i even if she did not find blood later, while Rav holds that the halacha v'sasas is merely min derabbanan, and so she's only tummy if she found blood. Kuli alma v'sasas deraisa, everyone agrees that the halacha v'sasas is minat taira. However, kancha badkats mekashir vest, kancha loy badkats mekashir vest. Rav is discussing a case where she checked herself immediately after the expected time for the ri'ya. In this case, if she did not find blood, we can safely say she is tar because it is quite apparent that she did not have a ri'ya. However, Shmuel is discussing a case where she checked herself sometime later. In this case, even if she did not find blood, she is tamei because we assume that she had a ri'ya at the expected time, and had she checked herself immediately, she would have found the blood. The Gemara cites a brayis in which this machlekes whether besasid deraisa or derabbanan is a machlekes tanoi. Isha sheyesh la vest, v'higiyesh as vest tavalei batka, l'besayv batka. If a woman with a fixed cycle did not examine herself at the expected time, and then examine herself later. Remei oimer tamei anida. When her expected vest arrives, she is tamei even if she did not check, and the later clean bedika does not help. Apparently because besasid deraisa. V'chachamim tibadik. She can examine herself, and she's tar if she does not find blood. Apparently because besasid derabbanan. The Gemara cites another machlekes, which also seems to be a machlekes in where the besasid deraisa derabban. The brayso states, "Haroya dam machmas maka afilu b'techi min nidasa tahira divrei b'shemim gamliel." If a woman sees blood because of an internal wound, even if it is during the days of expected vest, she is tar. Rebbe Yemer im yesh lavest cheshesh lavesta. If she has a fixed cycle, we must suspect that some of the blood is dam nida. At first, the Gemara suggests marzav v'besasid deraisa, marzav v'besasid derabban. Rebbe holds that the vest is minatayr, and so we assume she had a re'iyah. While Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds v'sasim drabbanan, and so we assume that the blood is from the wound. However, the Gemara offers another possible explanation of the machlekes. Kuli alma v'sasim drabbanan. Everyone agrees that the v'sasim is only drabbanan. However, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel savar isha tahira b'dam tami deka'asi derech makar. The woman is not a nida, because since v'sasim drabbanan, we assume the blood came from the wound. However, she becomes tami for one day, because any blood that passed was through the uterus is tami, and she was touched by it. However, Rebbe says, Ichayish lavest, ishinami tmeya, v'ilaychash lavest makar makame taharu. If you suspect that there is dam nida, then the woman is nida. But if you assume that the blood is from the wound, the blood is also tar. In other words, Rebbe agrees that the blood is from the wound, but he disagrees about the status of the blood and holds that blood that passes through the uterus does not become tummy. Therefore, she is tar. The following Mishnah refers back to the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Mishamesha is be'idim. A woman who handles tyrus must make a bedika before and after tashmish, even if she has a vest kavua. Zok the Mishnah. Bishami aymrim tzricha beis idim akal tashmish v'tashmish, oy tashamish lor haner. If a woman has relations multiple times in one night, she must use two new examination cloths before and after each time, or she must have relations in the light in order to examine the cloths in between each time. However, bishila aymrim dayi bishnei idim kalal ayla. Echel afnei tashmish rishon ve'echel achet tashmish achen. Two cloths are enough for the entire night. One at the beginning and one at the end, and she will check them in the morning. As Rashi explains, because we only require the examinations for taharas, but she's permitted to her husband even without an examination. The Gemara explains that Beishami is concerned shema tira tipas dam kechardel b'biyah rishayna v'techafena shechva zera b'biyah shniyah. A drop of blood might have emerged during the first biyah, and it was covered by the zera of the second biyah. Basil responds, avla devreichem leichesh ed shaharoik b'techapeh shemenimik v'hoylechlai. Even according to Bishamai, we could still be concerned that while the blood was inside her, it became covered by the zera of that same bia. However, Bishamai differentiates. We cannot compare the possible effect of one bia to the possible effect of two bias. Now, Reb Zera rules, since even Bishamai requires an examination after the final bia, because they're also concerned that she might have had a re'iyah because of that bia, therefore it's commendable, according to all opinions, to refrain from having relations multiple times in one night without an examination in between. However, Rava rules, Boyel b'shayna, ki tanya hila taharas av labala mutaras. There's no reason to refrain. This stringency is only for taharas, not for her permissibility to her husband. The Mishnah mentioned having relations in the light. And the Gemara cites a braisa. It's considered vulgar to have relations in the light. Rabbi Yechanan says, it's forbidden to have relations in the daytime. A related teaching, there are four behaviors that our Kadosh Baruch Hu despises. And among them is Hamashamash Mitasa Bafnei Kol Chai, one who has relations in front of any living creature. The Gemara explains, Loi Lefnei Achbar, this is not referred to having relations in front of mice, rather, Kugun Shel Bais Plaini Shemashamash Mitasein Bafnei Avdeim Meshefchesem. This refers to the behavior of certain individuals who had relations in the presence of their slaves. However, the Gemara cites the practice of Arius Amayram, and Abaye would even chase away the flies.